Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Thursday, February 12th, 2026. And here are some of today's trends in the news. Remember, the trend is your friend. They're giving you what nobody else gives you. You don't know how to do it, can't do it, and won't do it. Anyway, how about this Epstein crap, man? What bullshit this is, that Bondi, Condi, Clowndy. It's disgusting that they're redacting all this stuff and won't showing what's going on here. And you look at this international people that are involved in this thing and the very rich. And again, you look at these guys, as we say in the Bronx, they couldn't get laid with a fistful of $10 bills in a whorehouse. Who the fuck would fuck these guys other than you got to pay a lot of money to get laid? Yeah, look at this fucking bullshit that they won't release these files. This is disgusting. You know why? Because there are a bunch of disgusting little pricks in a country near you. Oh, yeah, we got this guy over here at Bard College now. Oh, yeah. Look at this fucking guy. Look at these guys. Little geeks. Look at them. Witkoff, jerkoff, scumbag, motherfucker, fatherfucker. This is disgusting that they won't release this stuff. Because it's showing you the criminality of the crime syndicate that morons and imbeciles call a government. It's not a government. It's a crime syndicate. Why won't they release this stuff? And the fucking bullshit that they throw out there. Anyway, on to the markets. Not a happy day. Nope. What happened here? Well, let's see. The Dow is down about 600 points. And a little more, actually, yeah. And third day. And what else? The 669 points it fell. The S&P down 1.57%. And the NASDAQ down over 2%. Financial stocks such as Morgan Stanley came under pressure on fears that AI would disrupt wealth management business. Wealth management business. Fucking crime center wealth management. Anyway, while shares of trucking and logistic companies plummeted 14%. Some of them. Fears that AI would streamline freight operations. And we saw what happened with these real estate firms. Yep. CBRE, SL Green Realty. And the software stocks. They're taking a hit too because the AI, they say, is going to take over them. AI, which was one of the things that was driving the stocks to parabolic heights, and to multiples that were getting extreme, not overwhelmingly extreme, now is the one thing that's holding them back, said Jay Woods, chief market of Freedom Capital. Yeah, they're extreme. The P ratios are moronic, not too extreme. Again, what's one of your top trends? Dot-com bust 2.0. We call this last year. Now they're calling it now. And these real estate companies are taking a big hit. Yeah, this is from CNBC today. Office real estate stocks tumble as AI's disruption casualties in stock market grow by the day. Yep. We believe investors are rotating out of high-fee, labor-intensive business models. And they're saying that the commercial real estate has been under pressure for some time. No shit. No shit. How long have we been saying this? How long? Oh, yeah. Office building bust. Banking crisis coming because you're going to see the banks go bust. No one's talking about what this is going to affect the banks. Again, you look at the office occupancy rates, and the best numbers we can see, they're under 50% right now. And now this AI is going to pull more people out of the offices. The downtowns are getting dead. Anyway, investors worry that AI could sound a death knell for the sector. Yep. And that other side AI co-founder and CEO Matt Schumer said entry-level white collar jobs will be gutted thanks to AI. The impact will be bigger than COVID. Yep. Not bigger than COVID. The damage that the COVID war has done is incalculable and nobody talks about it. So then they had the job numbers out, right? Job growth was overstated, new data shows. Yep. U.S. employers added 181,000 jobs last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That was 69% fewer jobs than the initial of 584,000. Again, the numbers are bullshit. And who's propping the jobs up? We've been writing it each week in your Trends Journal. Hundreds of weeks we've been doing this. You know where the jobs are? Healthcare. That's it, propping up the job market. And they pay shitty wages. Because you got the baby boom generation. Yeah, my generation. I'm the first of the baby boomers, 1946. Yeah, rather than getting their brains blown out in World War II, they're fucking their brains out. That's what brought the baby boom generation. And the best music, man, that stuff from 1946 to 1942, getting high, getting laid, and getting drunk. Woo! And again, hit that like button and subscribe to the videos and subscribe to the Trends Journal because we're getting blacklisted. Yeah. They don't like me. They don't like my language because I don't suck dick like these other cocksuckers do. And pay a lot of money to get their dick sucked. Yep. Healthcare and social assistance jobs are boomed, even if others haven't. Yep, that's according to the Wall Street Journal. The boom in health jobs. Yep. You ready? The past 3 years, health and social assistance employment grew 12.5%. while growth in every other category has been less than 2%. The jobs suck. The jobs suck because sucking bastards like this. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She only sucked my dick. Bill Clinton sucked our jobs out of the country. That's why. NAFTA. China into the World Trade Organization. Realtors report a new housing crisis as January home sales tank more than 8%. That's the headline in CNBC. Yep. Again, it's going down. It's going down. We don't see a crash, by the way, in the housing market this time. Prices are going to go down, no question. But we don't see a crash yet. So, again, you're looking at the numbers, the prices are up according to the tighter supply kept home prices in positive territory. The median price for a home sold in January, you ready, $396,800, up 0.9% year over year. And the highest January price on record. You know, when I moved to Rhinebeck, back in 1979, 1984, I bought a house on 8.5 acres, across the street, 10 acres, up the street, 16 acres. The house had to be totally redone. You ready? $28,000. Yeah. They've destroyed the country, stealing our fucking money in the name of taxes to build a military-industrial complex and give the money to the suck-ass bureaucrats. All right? No inflation. They destroy this country in a country near you. And you can get these cups, by the way, and your T-shirts and other things when you go to Trends Journal. Yep. Yeah, you hate politicians. Who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Hey, don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? I'm Gavin Newsom. I'm the guy who's going to run for president. I'm a spoiled little daddy's boy that I played when I was poor. And my daddy was in the Getty Gang. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I was a little Andy Cuomo. You know my daddy was? Oh, no, I'm Donald Trump. My daddy only left us $500 million when he died in real estate. Grow the fuck up, everybody. You got slime ball bastards and bitches running a country near you. Anyway, moving on. What else do we have here? Electricity prices are rising by double the rate of inflation.
Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, I'm the president. Everything went down. All right.
Electricity prices jumped nearly 7% year over year last year in 2025. So the average person's really suffering for this stuff. Hey, but the rich are getting richer, so shut the fuck up, all right? And that's going to drag down consumer spending. And some almost 70% of the United States gross domestic product is from consumer spending. It's only like 40% in China. Okay. Real estate service stocks sink in latest AI scare trade. Yep, that keeps going on. Trump's policies estimated to add $1.4 trillion to the deficit.
Hey, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Hey, I'm giving tax breaks to the rich. Shut the fuck up, all right? All right?
They should have a 90% tax rate on these fucking billionaires. They don't give shit back to society. Not a penny for peace because they're pricks like little Gates. Oh, I paid to get? Again, as we'd say in the Bronx, a guy like him couldn't get laid in a whorehouse with a fistful of $10 bills. Look at these guys. Look at them. Anyway, what do we got here? U.S. firms confront widening income gulf as wealthy spend, budget shoppers struggle. Oh, that's Reuters. Yep. K-shaped economy. It's a fuck-shaped economy, not a K-shaped economy. Yep. You ready? Again, we've reported this. The highest 10% of the households, they account for nearly half of U.S. consumer spending. Nearly half, 10%. Go back before scumbag, slime ball, little cocks. I shouldn't say cocksucker, probably cuntsucker. Clinton brought China into the World Trade Organization. They only accounted for 30%. Yep. And what else? China's masters of humanoid robots. Yep, they're taking over. And one company after another getting bigger. InPost is bought for $9.2 billion. NatWest to buy Evelyn products. Yep, how much? $3.67 billion. Lilly offers $2.4 billion for Orna Therapeutics. Transocean to buy Valerius for $5.8 billion, one after another. And then what else, one after another? Hey, Netanyahu was here yesterday in America. Well, I mean, what, five fucking times he's come here? What was this bullshit? This war criminal. War criminal. Oh, but him and Trump, everything's fine. Everything. No, they're not telling us shit about what's going on over there. This is an article from World Socialist website. The pathological liar Trump claims that he's pursuing negotiations with Iran in the hopes of avoiding military clash. What a monstrous fraud. The talks are a mafia-style shakedown, with Tehran being given the choice between capitulation and war. They're 100% right. Following Wednesday's meeting with Netanyahu, Trump said his preference, that was a quote, would be for a quote, a deal, end quote. Last time Iran decided that they were better off not making a deal. They were hit hard with midnight hammer. Guess what they called that fucking thing when they bombed them. Midnight hammer. That did not work well for them. Earlier Wednesday, Vice President J.D. Vance similarly threatened Iran at the end of a trip to Iran's northern Armenia and Azerbaijan. Vance told reporters that Trump, quote, has a lot of options to attack Iran, quote, because we have the most powerful military in the world. Little fucking guys that don't fight brag about the military. You haven't won a war since World War II, Gotson, all right? All right? And you wouldn't have won that one without the Russians, all right? Powerful military. Yep. In the event of Iranian counterstrikes, some any action, the resort of a rattled Trump administration to use a tactical nuclear weapon is entirely possible. And that's our greatest fear. And Iran, or Israel said if they lose, they go with the Samson option, which means going nuclear. And with the support of the Democratic Party and pliant corporate media, prostitutes, Trump has advanced various pretexts to justify the escalating military aggression against Iran. From stopping nuclear proliferation, quote, to defending, end quote, the Iranian people. Yep, they're 100% right here. This thing, this what happened, they're not telling us a fact about anything what that meeting was about yesterday. And what else do we have here? France reportedly urges removal of Francesca Albanese for calling Israel's calling out Israel. Yep. Yep. Albanese said the fact that instead of stopping Israel, the world has armed it, given Israel political excuses, political shelter, and economic and financial support. That's according to Le Monde. She added, we who do not control large amounts of financial capital, algorithms, and weapons now see that we, as humanity, have a common enemy. The clown foreign minister over there in France said it was, France unreservedly condemns the outrageous and reprehensible remarks made by Francesca Albanese, which are directed not at the Israel government, whose policies may be criticized, but at Israel as a people and a nation. Yep. Albanese said, quote, I challenge everyone to find where I'm accused of saying that Israel is the enemy of humanity. I never said that. She said that her full address to the Al Jazeera Forum, writing that, quote, the common enemy of humanity is the system that has enabled the genocide in Palestine. Yep. This woman's very brave, and they condemn her for it. What else do we have here? Oh, obesity found to raise risks of serious infection from disease. No shit. Would have never blown me away. Would have never known that. And again, subscribe to the Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, if you want to get history before it happens. We're giving you the future before the future happens. Nobody's doing that. Again, would they just fire a third of the staff in Washington Post? Another woman quit CBS News. Oh, you know what the news? They killed four Arabs in Israel, Israeli Arabs yesterday. That doesn't make any of the news. But, oh, another actor died. That was the big news. Yeah. Obesity found to raise rate of serious infection for disease. Yeah. Look how many the fast food companies are doing great. Junk food. And again, women stop raising their kids and putting them in nursing homes for kids that they call daycare centers, and the kids get fed shit. Again, you elect me. I want a fat tax. The more you weigh, the more you pay, because that's driving up the cost of everything. It is ridiculous what's going on. And not a word about it. Same thing happened with COVID. Who are the people that were dying of COVID? People with 2.6 pre-existing comorbidities. Obesity? Yeah, according to the CDC, 61% of the 1 to 17-year-olds that were hospitalized for COVID were obese. And again, the first book I worked on back in the 1980s, Natural Healing, and I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences, so it ain't bullshit. And what else? Trump officials' sons cash in on crypto. There's a big story the other day in the Wall Street Journal, right? It's one big club and you ain't in it. And crypto prices are down. Where they're going to go, you know, it's a guess right now. Again, like and subscribe to our videos. We're doing the best we can to give you the best we can. But again, considering that the Trump family and his Lutnick and Witnick and Witkoff and Jerkoff kids are in this thing, they're going to do everything they can to push the prices up. But again, we're going to see a financial crisis the likes of which we've had. Gold prices were down today when we went on the air, like $166. Silver prices were down over $9, selling in the $75 per ounce range. They should have never gone down like this. They're going to go up. We're bullish on it. And people are bailing out because other things are going down. But when everything goes down, precious metals prices go up, particularly gold. So we're still gold on golden. We can see it hitting $6,000 an ounce by the end of this year. And please tune in to the interview I did yesterday with Judge Andrew Napolitano, Salenti and the judge, talking about it's not a police state anyway. It is way worse than that. And all the facts are there. We need our freedom back. And we're doing everything we can to do that. So all you shitheads that say, hey, Salenti, what are you doing? I'm doing everything I can. Oh, and all you other fat mouths, I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago and have peace rallies. But you pieces of shit, you condemn me for it because you like war, you little war whores. So thanks for tuning in. See you soon.